I'm here at the Texas Capitol speaking to some students from the Subiendo Academy for Rising Leaders, which is a Hispanic leadership conference going on here in Austin. I'm with Jeff Walenzik, Anna Mendoza, and Ava Sadecki. Anna, do you think there's a specific message that either party is putting out that is more interesting to Hispanics in the state?
Well, of course, there's always the issue of immigration, of course, for the Hispanic people in America. And so I feel that would probably be the largest issue that would probably go to us and for us to understand and actually get interest in that. But it's not about the party. It's more about the issues. And that's what, if they want to get our vote, they should go to us to specific issues that deal with our concerns.
So, Jeff, this week, a group called Hispanic Republicans for Texas launched. One of their key points is when you look at Republican values and traditional Hispanic values, especially on social issues, they match up. Do you see that being a pull in the Hispanic community towards Republicans?
I think that if Republicans are able to get that point across towards Hispanics more, that they really do agree with them on those social issues, then I think that can be a pull. But I think one thing that Republicans have struggled with is really getting that point across that we agree with you on these issues. I think sometimes they seem too distant and they seem too elitist. And so that makes a lot of Hispanics feel left out of the party, even if they agree on social issues.
You know, in Texas, at least, it seems to not be an issue of whether Hispanics will vote for Democrats or Republicans or whoever. It's whether or not Hispanics will vote at all. How do you see, you know, your younger generation coming up, do you see a different attitude in whether or not you should go to the polls in the first place?
This is Ava. And looking back at Hispanics, their heritage in Mexico, a lot of them, when they went to vote for their president, they felt like maybe their vote wasn't a solid, you know, representation of them. So that could easily translate into the way they view the government here. They might not want to go to the polls because they don't feel that their vote counts.
The Hispanic vote in Texas is often referred to as the sleeping giant. When you're in your own communities, you see any evidence of the giant awakening?
This is Anna. I think that the sleeping giant is awakening in Texas because I think that now, since the parties are actually going and trying to get our vote, that people are getting more interested in voting and they realize, oh, my vote does count. And so it's not only just the sleeping giant awakening, it's also the parties that are awakening us, you know what I mean? Because whenever a party goes to you and they have interest in you and you pursue that interest.
This is Ava. I also agree with her statement. And during the election with President Obama, all of America saw that a president from a different ethnic background could become president. And this stimulated a lot of people that they realized there are possibilities, that every vote counts, and that every single race should participate in this nation.
Jeff Walenzik, Anna Mendoza, and Ava Sadecki, thanks for talking with me today.